Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and inviting. In Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, the sun is shining, making it a perfect day for outdoor activities. Haifa enjoys a similar sunny atmosphere. In the south, Eilat is experiencing clear skies and pleasant warmth. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu is reportedly holding security consultations regarding Hezbollah's ceasefire violations. This report comes from the Times of Israel earlier today. Also, Iran has proposed a deal to the U.S. to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and delay nuclear talks. This news comes from Ynet and was reported earlier today. Also this hour, Dutch intelligence says Hamas is organizing pro-Palestinian protests and raising funds in the Netherlands. The report cites Iran's focus on cyber programs targeting Europe. This update is from the Jerusalem Post. Separately, Netanyahu's court testimony has been cancelled due to unspecified security reasons. This comes from I-24 News reporting earlier today. And finally, the IDF says it has killed Hezbollah operatives near troops in southern Lebanon. This report is also from the Times of Israel, coming in now. Reaction has been swift on social media. From Al Arabiya English, just minutes ago, the Israeli army shared footage claiming to show the destruction of Hezbollah infrastructure in Lebanon. This follows a ceasefire in place since mid-April. In other developments, a user known as Shanaka86 reported this morning that Beijing has ordered Meta to unwind its acquisition of Manus, citing security rule violations. Commentator Khaled H. Zakaria posted earlier today about an alliance in Israel that is strongly anti-Netanyahu. It includes a diverse group of think tanks, military and intelligence officials. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation involving Hezbollah. Earlier today, Times of Israel reported that Prime Minister Netanyahu is engaged in security consultations following ceasefire breaches by Hezbollah. This comes as the group's leader rejected direct talks with Israel, emphasizing confrontation. The implications for regional stability are significant, as tensions remain high. Turning to developments with Iran, Ynet reported that Iran has offered the U.S. a deal to reopen the strategic Strait of Hormuz while delaying nuclear negotiations. This proposal aims to address the crisis over Hormuz and the U.S. blockade. If accepted, it could alter the current geopolitical dynamics in the region significantly. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlighted concerns from Dutch intelligence about Hamas activities in the Netherlands. Their report underscores Iran's growing cyber capabilities targeting Europe. This raises questions about the broader security challenges facing European nations. On the diplomatic front, Netanyahu's cancelled court appearance, as reported by I-24 News, points to underlying security concerns. While details are scarce, it reflects the complex security environment Israeli leaders navigate. Finally, the Times of Israel noted that the IDF's recent actions against Hezbollah operatives come as tensions in southern Lebanon persist. This military engagement may further strain Israeli-Lebanese relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reported a surge in unemployment following the Harry's Roar War. Approximately 200,000 citizens are newly eligible for benefits, with women being significantly affected. Separately, CTEC highlighted a major deal involving ServiceNow and Armis. The $7.75 billion agreement aims to establish the largest cyber business globally, a strategic move for both companies. And finally, Ynet Business reported how Israel's gas rigs, particularly Tamar, remained operational under Iranian fire. This highlights Israel's dependence on natural gas during wartime conditions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.